You're listening to the audio production of Bryson City Secrets by Walt Larimore, M.D., published by Zondervan and read by Tom Parks. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. To my dad, Philip B. Larimore, Jr. Only recently did I learn he was one of the most decorated heroes of World War II. But he's always been my hero. He lovingly counseled me through the difficult and dark year described in this book. I wish he had lived to see it in print. To Rick Pirates, M.D., my partner, colleague, and teacher for 7 years. He was our family physician and our dearest friend. His love and care for the Larimores will always be appreciated and never forgotten. Prologue. I had just arrived home after a particularly difficult Friday at work where nothing seemed to go right. I was looking forward to a quiet evening with Barb, my soulmate and spouse of 29 years, and I didn't like to bring home any negative emotional baggage to the woman I had known since our kindergarten days and had married when we were both 21. I had learned over the years of my career as a family physician to dump, while traveling home from the office or hospital each evening, any anger, frustration, and irritation that had collected during the day. I always wanted to arrive home with a good attitude when I began an evening with my family, which, at this point in our family life, meant Barb. We had been in the empty nest for 2 years and were enjoying every moment. While working together to prepare the evening meal, we talked about the day. Even though I had left behind the day's frustration, I knew it was important to Barb that I share what had happened, and I enjoyed hearing about her day. These times together gave us the opportunity to debrief. It was a habit we developed when she put me through medical school in New Orleans more than 25 years before. While we were doing the dishes that night, the phone rang. Barb pushed on the speakerphone with a soapy finger. "Hello," she cheerfully greeted the caller. "Mom?" I heard the voice of our 24-year-old daughter, Kate. "Hi, honey." I could hear the smile in Barb's voice. Her winsome and positive attitude usually won her instant friendship with strangers. Kate's voice, however, was somber and heavy. It didn't have the light and merry cadence she had inherited from her mother and usually displayed. "Mom, I need to tell both you and Dad something before I lose my courage, so can you get Dad on the line?" Barb's voice became serious and concerned. "Are you okay, honey?" I was immediately on the alert. Kate was an intern at the White House in Washington, D.C. The semester before graduating from Samford University in 2002 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in English, she had been selected to serve in the speechwriting office for the President of the United States. For a young woman with cerebral palsy, one who was never supposed to walk or talk, she did both very well. Because she lived in Washington, D.C., we were concerned about her safety and were always delighted to hear from her. But when I heard Kate's voice and my wife's concerned question, I turned to face the phone. "I'm fine physically. Just get Dad on the line." I immediately looked at Barb with alarm. Kate's voice sounded so desperate. It had an almost snappish quality. My eyes met Barb's, and I walked over to her. I spoke toward the phone so Kate could hear me. "Hi, honey. I'm here. Mom's got you on speakerphone. What's up?" There was a very pregnant pause, which indicated to me that Kate was upset about something. As I waited, I could hear her sniffle. Then she answered softly, "3 weeks ago, I had a horrible thought." Barb and I slowly sat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?